tell us about this effort to identify some of the languages on these charters that you've recently come across.
Well, we have these old charters that we have digitized and are putting into a collection online. And we've encountered some difficulty with identifying the languages of some of them and also entering the scripts. So we don't have all of the, you know, we don't have keyboards here in the library to enter every script or the software. So we are reaching out to the world community to see if we can get help identifying and entering those scripts. You know, the UN is involved around the world, and we have information centers and offices in many different parts of the world. Certainly we're hoping with the digital versions to reach out to a broader audience and make the mission of the organization available to a worldwide audience.
This is the one drawer that contains, as far as we know, maybe the only copy of some of these versions of the charter.
This drawer has been here at least since 1979 with all of these language versions here. I think we've added a few here and there as we've acquired them. But for the most part, they're mostly older versions of the charter, so we don't have a clear history of where they came from or how they were produced. We are looking at making all of the UN documentation available online eventually. That's one of our missions as a library. This is kind of a small project in relation to that.